This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about those things we choose to celebrate in life. And I had this thought as I was at my son's college graduation last weekend. Of course, we always remember to celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and special occasions. But I got into a conversation with my son, and it got me to thinking about celebrating also those events that shape our lives. And so, for example, I will always celebrate the time of putting my hand in God's hand and choosing to leave corporate America for the world of entrepreneurism, if you will. And so in talking with my son last week, I felt as though there was another celebratory moment. He was a physics major, and he told me, "Ma, the last 30 days in terms of, you know, the coursework was very, very grueling. And it happened to be just God and me making it all happen." And I thought, this is really a celebratory moment, because you know how you raise your children. You raise them learning about the Lord and having a sense of spiritual awareness, et cetera, et cetera. But it's something to see them be an adult and choose to apply it in their lives. And I thought, wow, I am ready to celebrate this just as much as I'm really ready to celebrate the graduation. So the words that inspire me are, "Go eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already approved what you do." Ecclesiastes 9:7. Tomorrow, let's talk about preparation. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection as others desire to be inspired. And today, go and celebrate something that has shaped your life.